Welcome to the Digital Public Relations Podcast, covering news and trends in the digital space. Produced by the students in the Public Relations Program in the School of Media and Journalism at Kent State University.
My name is Samira.
I'm Nicole.
And I'm Sophia.
And today we're talking about a PR crisis.
What is a PR crisis?
A PR crisis is a potential threat to a brand's reputation. It can be caused by customer scandals, media scandals, complaints, and defects.
So when it comes to a PR crisis, like some of the things that you want to really be prepared for is you just want to be prepared for the situation at hand. You always want to know, like, one step ahead of the audience. If you hear something's going on, hear a little bit of chitter chatter, you want to be ahead of that and you want to be ready for that. So you want to also, like, gather the information, you want to clarify, you want to talk to your audience, see what's going on, and you just kind of want to fix that before the problem becomes big. Because these situations blow up really quickly, especially if it is online, which is, you know, digital PR. It happens very fast.
Very fast.
Very fast. Like, explosive in a matter of seconds. And if it gets in the wrong hands, especially, it goes wild. So, it's really important to react fast, especially for, like, bigger companies, because the bigger the company, the bigger the audience they have, naturally. So, like, someone like Nike, like, it's exploding immediately. So when it comes down to that, you just want to be honest and take a lot of responsibility for what happened and what, you know, the course that it took. You know, you want to just be very blunt about it and apologize and be apologetic and just kind of rectify the situation as best as you can. Of course, you want to address those comments and the stuff that went wrong, and you just want to be completely honest about it. And then one thing to take away from that is to always improve from your mistakes. Never let that happen again. You know, you always gotta, like, improve and be a better brain.
I also think something that we learned in class is to be prepared, like, before a crisis happens, to always have a plan, always have something written down that we can refer back to, so we're not, like, just grasping stuff out of the sky. It's like, we know that, like, this is steps that we want to take before anything happens.
Exactly. And that makes us better PR practitioners, not only when there's a big crisis, but the small crisis that happens daily whenever something goes wrong or out of the initial plan we had. Being prepared is just a good professional skill overall.
It helps you in the long run.
Definitely.
Yeah. Nicole, what are some examples that we have of some PR crisis in the use of digital?
Yeah, so one of them we actually talked about, I believe, in Professor Armour's class, was the case against the Peloton, like Peloton treadmill, to be exact.
Yes.
They had to pay a $19 million civil penalty for failure to immediately report the treadmill, like, failing. So this is a really bad example because there was chitter chatter. Like I said, when you hear that, you want to address that immediately and you want to figure out what's going on. You want to do your tests. You want to see what's going on, monitoring. They didn't. They kind of, like, shut that down and was like, no way. You're using that wrong. That's not our doing. They didn't even, like, test it out. They're just like, no.
Yeah, this reminds me of another example, the case that Balenciaga had, I believe, 2022 or 2023, was their ad campaign with kids and sexualizing hers. And I also used that in one of Professor Armour's classes for an assignment, and they also did a very bad job. They took so long to address it, like, I think days or maybe a week or something.
It was a very
like
long time.
Yeah, after, like, celebrities started posting and talking about, then they took action, but it was so controversial. Mm-hmm. Like, you had the creative director for the brand saying one thing, you had the photography for the campaign saying another, and, like, the actual, like, the official statements the brand released saying completely different things. So it was not a clearly and concise message, like, a response. And they also did a, like, not took advantage of the power digital could have for them.
Yeah.
They used, like, a lot of communication channels, which is a good thing, but they also had different things. Like, they were not aligned.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask you guys, what's something that you would have done differently for both the Peloton and Balenciaga? Like, is there anything that you feel like they really messed up on?
So, for Peloton, like, it took a whole... I'm pretty sure a child died.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to double check, but I'm, like, 90% positive a child died, and that's what took this case to finally, like, get noticed by Peloton, which is absolutely bonkers to me. Yeah, it's too far gone.
Mm-hmm.
It took some young, innocent life away, you know what I mean? So me, it, like, again, like I said, like, just taking action as soon as you hear any, like, chitter chatter about that, you just want to address that, you want to test that, and I would have just reacted more timely and actually taken people's concerns seriously, because it is a very, very serious matter.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, something we've really been talking about in the class is brand listening,
mm-hmm.
so I feel that if they were listening and, like, reading stuff that they were getting and reading stuff on social media, they would have already known about it, and it kind of seemed like they did know about it, but they really weren't trying.
Yeah,
so, like, using brand listening, but also, like, taking that brand listening and using it and putting it in action and, like, following through with it, and not just, like, knowing what people are saying, but knowing how we can fix that problem.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's something that they missed out on.
Definitely agree with what both of you said, and also, like, the journal can help the crisis get bigger faster, but it can also help solve it faster.
Mm-hmm.
So brands need to take advantage of that and not do what Balenciaga did, that spread a different message in every channel and, like, very controversial. But if you have a clear, concise message across all your platforms, that might take advantage of that. Like, a post can get viral in seconds. So use that in your crisis response. I think it's definitely a good strategy for brands.
Mm-hmm. I also think something Balenciaga did wrong was they didn't, like, take responsibility at first and kind of, like, trying to put it on someone else, so it made them look bad, instead of, like, being like, hey, we messed up and this is not going to fix it. Like, always accountability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nicole, do you remember any good examples of, like, a peer crisis management?
Yeah, so Facebook actually had some of their information stolen from them.
Mm-hmm.
They were, like, accused of leaking personal information, essentially. Which was a really big case, and it was, if I'm correct, it was, like, a third party, and it was public information, but people were really freaked out about it, because they were like, oh, that's my information, even though it's public. It was a really scary thing, and a lot of people, like, blocked interest in Facebook. Like, it was a big thing. Like, a lot of people didn't trust Facebook, especially as, like, people who, like, use Facebook for our older generations. Like, it was really hard for them to, like, gain trust back to Facebook.
I also think that, sorry, to cut you off, but the older generation already kind of has, like, not a good trust
on
social media and stuff like that.
For sure. So they had to, like, release a whole, like, statement online, and they, like, promised that they would work on it and they would just be better as a company.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's something that, like, affected them deeply, and they're, like, they make apology videos, and they're working with other, they have another third-party trusted, like, source now for, like, fact-checking and, like, literally everything to just make sure that doesn't happen again. And they were very, like, timely, very fast, and very, like, on top of it.
I remember seeing announcements, like, whenever you open your Facebook, like, the first thing that would appear is, like, what was going on and what the actions they were taking.
Mm-hmm.
They even changed their policy and made people sanction the new policy to, like, the information that's publicly available can be used for Desmond's only and not, like, taking advantage of the users of the platform. And I also remember seeing a lot of videos, like, from Mark Zuckerberg, like, their CEO also doing interviews. I remember we saw it in Professor Roberts' class as well. And I think that it's a really good strategy of digital. Okay, yeah, definitely Facebook, I think it was a huge example. Do you remember any other examples of, like, good usage of digital in a peer crisis?
Yeah, so Chipotle, I don't know if you remember the E. coli breakout. Yeah. So that was really huge for them, and they lost 82%, like, in sales. Like, they had a huge drop down, huge crisis, because nobody wants to get sick.
Yeah.
Like,
and I think there was also a death case.
I think there was, like, one. It was causing a lot of people to get sick, and a lot of people were scared to eat, and, like, who wants to do that? So naturally, everybody, you know, skipped out on Chipotle for quite a bit of time. So Chipotle took a lot of action to that. They immediately, like, put out press releases. They did videos, like, on actually, like, taking them into the facility and showing how they wash everything, how they clean everything, and how they clean their stations, and, like, the prep and everything that goes into that. It was very done, like, timely, very timely when they did that. And they reacted and were very blunt and very honest about what happened and were apologetic towards those who were affected by it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's a really good example because, I mean, I used to play a lot now, so I kind of, like, don't even remember. I know we talk about it a lot because, like, we do PR, but I know most people, like, don't even kind of remember that it was a thing. So I think they did a really good job at, like, educating what changing from it and, like, you know, not letting it, like, tarnish their brand. Like, people still eat Chipotle now, and it's not a thing anymore. So.
I love Chipotle.
I love Chipotle. So I think they did a really good job at that person.
Definitely. And they got their message heard. Like, mm-hmm. they got their response out there timely, as Nicole said. They addressed it clearly. They acknowledged that there was an issue at the time, but then they changed, like, their procedures and, like, cleaning steps. And they showed that, like, while they were doing it, like, hey, this is how we're doing things now. Our projects are, like, safe. Please come back, or something like that. It was not here, like, forcing people to come back, but, like, showing it was safe to face.
Mm-hmm.
And we see the results now. They're still covered, so it definitely worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know we're in digital PR now. So how do you guys feel that digital PR has kind of really into PR crisis now that we're coming into a world where, like, everything is online? Like, how do you think that affects it?
Yeah, I think it's definitely another thing to add to our skills list.
Yes.
Being prepared. Talking back to what we said in the beginning. So being prepared for crisis, being them small or big, always being prepared to acknowledge them and taking the advantage of digital. Like, digital can make things more damaging faster, but as we see with the examples, it can also help us solve the problem and address the issues through digital. So definitely get out there, be prepared, because these things are going to happen. We cannot stop crisis from coming. So take the advantage of the technologies and platforms we have right now and really addressing the issues, being honest with the public, I think is something that every PR practitioner should be prepared and in their skills list for now.
For sure. Just like Sophia was saying, I think it's just important to be on top of it because the media is so fast nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you post something on Twitter and it can be retweeted a million times in a matter of seconds and you have no idea. You put your phone down just because you mistyped something. You know what I mean? It's very fast. It's very rapid. So just staying on top of that stuff and being prepared and being timely and just being blunt about the situation and understanding that, hey, I did something wrong. My company did something wrong. Just like always being open for criticism and figuring out where you can do better as a company, a brand, whoever. You know what I mean? It's just, that's very important.
Yeah. I like what you guys said about how, like, stuff can go viral really fast. But I also think another, it's like a positive, is that it helps you have more connection with the people. Like, with a lot of pages, like, you see them now, they have, like, TikTok and Twitter, and, like, Wendy's has a Twitter. And, yeah. And it makes you feel, like, more connected to it. So I think that's a really good way to, like, help with crisis as well, because, like, I can connect to you and, like, I can get my message directly to you, and it's not like, oh, we have to put this on the news or something. Like, it can get directly to the people that it's, like, affecting. So I think digital PR is definitely, like you said, we have something else we have to learn, but I think, like, even just learning the stuff that we've learned in class, like, it definitely is, like, it helps in a way, and it can make, like, stuff be more positive but negative at the same time.
Yeah, so, for sure.
Definitely, yeah. Well, I think that's it for our podcast. Thank you both for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Participating in this project.
Yeah. So thank you for listening to our digital PR podcast. Hope you tune in next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, share, or send us your comments on SoundCloud, iTunes, or Spotify. Find us on Twitter using the hashtag PROnlineChat. We're looking forward to hearing from you.